TheBenAndKellyShow.com.
Now here's a Christmas throwback for you. The 12 drunk days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two cutty sharks and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three old crows, two cutty sharks, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four old Fitzgeralds, three old crows, two cutty sharks, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five dry robins. Four old Fitzgeralds, three old crows, two caddies. Time. And a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six cubalibras, five dry robins, four old Fitzgeralds, three old crows, two caddies, and a tree, and a bird with a fruit on the limb. Christmas night, two old gave to me seven Johnny Walkers, six Jubilees, five robins, four old Fitzgeralds, three old crows, two caddies, and a tree, and a tree, and a tree in the meadow. On the eighth day of Christmas night, two old gave me eight seed old fashioned seven Johnny Walkers, six Jubilees. And a sorry winter fridge on top. On the ninth day of Christmas, I tell you me. My eyes have seen a glory.
Bloody Mary.
Decked out and get ready to ring in 2024 with the Who's Who of Louisville. Jay Wagner Group and 99.7 DJX present New Year's Eve 2024 at Melwood Arts Center. You can buy your tickets or get in to win your free tickets at WDJX.com. Then party with DJ K-Dog, Tony and the Tan Lines, DJ Samosa, and 99.7 DJX. Brought to you in part by Lush Lemon.
The finest in fashion for women.
And Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show.
Look, finding everlasting love is difficult. That's why we scour the internet looking for people who just need that second chance at that first impression, right?
Yeah.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Man for woman, you yelled at me.
Oh, no. That's not a good start.
Not a good start at all. I was the chubby guy in the cargo shorts and Crocs standing near your place bending down to pick up a whole bag of poop.
Oh, man. Dang.
Just to clarify, it was poop from my mom's dog that I was walking, not mine.
Okay, great. All
glad
right.
You had to clarify.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for clearing that up.
That's when I heard the most beautiful, raspy voice from your upstairs window yelling, "Hey, that's private property, you moron." I almost yelled back, "Blow it out your backside, Grandma!"
Wow, Grandma!
But as I turned my head,
yeah,
I noticed you weren't a scary old hag after all.
Oh, great!
You were actually a skinny blonde with a smoker's voice and a pretty manageable face.
A manageable face. I've never heard that adjective describe someone's looks.
Your looks left me speechless.
Yeah.
All I could do was muster out a thumbs up and nodded awkwardly in your direction. Then I walked away.
Uh-huh.
I guess I should have asked for your number looking back, but I was too flustered by your surprise non-ugliness.
I'm not sure she would have given it to him, to be honest.
Since then, I've brought my dog by 3 times,
but he
never has to go on your property when you're there.
Oh, dang it. I mean, but good for her, kind of.
Maybe PTPD?
What is that?
Post-traumatic poop disorder?
Okay, because he got yelled at?
I'll tell you what. I'll keep trying. You keep screaming, aight?
Oh, great. All right. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week. Beautiful budding love story right there.
Yeah, I don't think it's got a lot of potential, though.
Craigslist missed connections.
This one is a woman for man. It's called "You Farted During the Whale."
Wow.
These two are special. There we were, just enjoying a nice, quiet Saturday night at the movies.
Uh-huh.
A cinematic masterpiece, The Whale. Some popcorn, a few sodas. For about 90 minutes or so, we were staring listlessly at the screen.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a thinking man's film, I'd say.
Mm.
Beautifully shot.
Mm.
Just then, at a brief, carefully timed cinematic pause and dialogue, an enormous fart from somewhere in the back pierces an otherwise silent movie theater.
Oh, my God.
It had the impact of a baseball bat hitting a leather couch. Or Muhammad Ali working the heavy bag. Whack! Loud, deep, and masculine. I guess farts can be feminine or masculine. Okay.
Yeah,
the seat cushion heroically absorbed most of the blow, but not enough that each and every person in the movie theater instantly burst into nervous laughter. The laughter continued for what felt like a good 5 minutes until tears streamed down our faces.
Wow, okay.
Even well after the blast, we quietly chuckled to ourselves with a "remember the time that guy farted in the movie theater" gleam in our eyes. And just like that, with a soft chuckle and a deep breath, we were back into the film.
Okay.
Things happened. There was crying. There was hope. It was as if we had all forgotten about the fart that had brought us together that night. As the movie was ending and we were all transfixed on the scream, another fart from the back row, like two giant hands clapping together, and the screen door goes dark. Roll the credits. I decided after laughing my way out of the theater and all the way home that this was the best movie I had ever seen. I imagine the lone fartist sauntering off into the sunset. His work here is done. If only I could say thank you, kind sir. You are truly a master of your craft.
Oh, wow.
My boyfriend's on his way out, so if you're reading this and would like to go out sometime, hit me up.
Wow. Who knew that a fart carefully timed during a cinematic viewing of The Whale could bring these two lovers together?
Well, she took that as like, that's comedic timing. That's not just a bodily function. That is comedic timing.
All right. So whether you're trying to time your dog's bowel movements to meet the love of your life or
get yelled at again,
or you're trying to find the Mad
Mystery Farter.
Yeah, in the movie theater.
I mean, the way that was written is fantastic.
Right?
Craigslist missed connection.
Here's what's trending in Kentuckiana on 99.7 DJX.
Pete Davidson's coming to the Louisville Palace January 3rd. You can win your free tickets weekday mornings at 8 a.m. or bonus tickets online, WDJX.com. Click win.
Catherine Blanford's coming home to Derby City for her live shows at Louisville Comedy Club. We've got your tickets weekday afternoons on 99.7 DJX.
Don't be left out in the cold for New Year's Eve. Get in to win your free tickets to the biggest New Year's Eve party in Louisville at the Melwood Arts Center. WDJX.com. Tap win.
That's what's trending. 99.7 DJX.
Setting the bar stories, Kelly. Describe those.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, it can be tough to find out that maybe you're not on the nice list. You thought maybe you had done good this year, and then all of a sudden, boom, you get hit in the face with the fact that Naughty list.
It's really tough to see, you know, criticism about yourself.
Jackson trying to convince his dad he's not on the naughty list. Going about it the wrong way. So if you can manage to make it through the day without threatening to punch Santa for being on the naughty list, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, that is not the reaction that's going to get you back on the nice list.
Yes.
At all.
So this has been out for a while, but starting to make the rounds again because this dad in the UK tells his little boy Jackson that Father Christmas put him on the naughty list.
You're being naughty, so you're on the naughty list.
No, I'm not. I'm on the good list, actually.
You're not, because you ain't being good.
I am on the good list.
Charlie bit me. Doesn't it remind you?
He sounds so proper. Like, I totally believe he's on the nice list.
Listen, Jackson is making his case.
If you keep saying that word again and again and again, I'm not on the naughty list.
Father Christmas rang me last night when I was at work.
Yes.
You better tell Jackson to start being a good boy or he's going to stay on the naughty list and he won't get no presents for Christmas. So you've got to start being a good boy.
And now I'll do an uppercut to him. Punch him.
No. Am I right?
Trust me, I'm not on bad list.
Well, if you punch Santa, you will be. Guaranteed.
He's like, you know what? I am going to show him.
You could just hear, though, in his voice, like, he knows there is an injustice happening.
Uh-huh.
The anger is starting to build. Like, there is no way that I am on the naughty list because I've been nice this year.
So anyways, if you can manage to make it through the day without threatening to punch Santa for being on the naughty list.
Oh, wow.
You're doing okay.
Listen, that is kind of evil from Daddy.
I mean, if you would like to tell us why you made the naughty list, feel free, 502-571-9970. That is setting the bar.
At TheBenAndKellyShow.com.
There are songs that are timeless, stand the test of time. We know them by heart. They don't need any sort of cleaning up or anything. They're just wholesome songs. But we thought, what would happen, though, if we just unnecessarily threw a censor beep in the middle of them? Would that change its meaning any?
Let's give it a try. Who's our first victim?
All right, we wish you a Merry Christmas. So you know this song, right?
Happy New Year. Now bring us a figgy pudding.
Right. Yeah, wholesome.
Yes, figgy pudding, all that.
What happens, though, if we throw a censor beep in there? All right, it changes it just a little bit.
It really kind of makes the kids sound way more demanding, right?
Right. What about Up on the Housetop? Another timeless classic.
A classic.
Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. First comes the stocking of little Nell. Old dear Santa, fill it well.
Yeah. I mean, timeless classic there. But what happens if you throw in a censor beep unnecessarily?
Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. First comes the stocking of little Nell. Old dear Santa, fill it well.
What? Wait a second. What is Santa doing?
I don't know what Santa's doing, but it doesn't sound right.
I just rung up.
It doesn't sound right.
Oh, my God.
Again, we're taking timeless Christmas classics and unnecessarily throwing a censor beep in them.
Not needed.
I like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Another one. Timeless classic.
Join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say.
Oh my gosh, it just fills you with warmth inside, right?
Yes, it does. It's just so innocent and great.
But what happens if you throw a sensor beep in there?
Join in any reindeer games. Then one Christmas Eve, Santa came to say.
What a Christmas Eve that was.
A little angry.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like maybe that's like the too much eggnog version. Not sure.
All right, two more. What about Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree? I mean, that's just such a great song, right?
Oh, it's a fun, happy, dancey song.
Love that. It always reminds me of Home Alone, does it not?
I kind of already can hear it in my head.
Are you hitting the punchline before I even get there? All right, what if we throw in a censor beep?
That's exactly how I thought it was going to sound.
After you hit the eggnog a few more times, it's later we'll have. I love it. All right. So, yeah, just one more. You know, I mean, another timeless classic of Holly Jolly Christmas, right?
Uh-huh.
Hung where you can see, somebody waits for you.
Uh-oh.
Kiss her once for me.
What
I think
a,
I know where that one's going to.
What a joyous, joyous song that is.
No, don't do it. But, don't do it. Don't do it.
But go with me here. What happens if you unnecessarily throw a sensor beep in the middle of that thing?
Where you can see somebody waits for you.
Changes the meaning a little bit, doesn't it?
It does.
Changes it just
it gives
a little
me
bit.
Real bad pictures in my head. Real bad. Real bad. I think we've just wrecked all of these timeless classics for people.
There you go. Unnecessarily throwing sensor beeps in the middle of timeless holiday favorites.
Where you can see.
One more time, everyone.
Somebody waits for you.
Don't do it.
For me.
What's up, y'all? I'm Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow.
Check out my song, Lovin' On Me, right now.
When you hear Jack Harlow, you know you're listening to 99.7 DJX.
I'm vanilla, baby. But I ain't no baby. She's 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is... Young J-A-C-K-A-K-A, Rico like Suave, Young Enrique, speaking at A-K-A, she's an alpha, but not around your boy, she get quiet around your boy, hold on, don't know what you heard or what you thought about your boy, but they lied about your boy, going dumb, and it's something idiotic about your boy, she wearing cheetah print, that's how bad she won't be spotted around your boy.
I know, you can't tie me down, but you can whip your lovin' on me, baby, whip your lovin' on me.
I'm vanilla, baby, but I ain't no baby. She 28 telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no, then you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me, baby. Whip your lovin' on me.
Young M-I-S-S-I-O-N-A-R-Y. He's sharp like barbed wire. She stole my heart, then she got archived. I keep it short with a Lord Farquhar. All the girls in the front row, all the girls in the barricade, all the girls have been waiting all day. Let your tongue hang out, everything. If you came with a man, let go of his hand. Everybody in the suite kicking up their feet, stand up, dance. I see you. And all the guys in the back waiting on the next track. Cut your boy a little slack. It's Young Jack. I'm vanilla, baby. But I ain't no baby. She 28 telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no, then you can't tie me down.
But you can
whip your lovin' on me.
That's right, that's right.
Whip your lovin' on me.
Ben and Kelly Show.
Can we take a look back in time real quick?
Okay. How far back are we going?
2007. A man named Randy elbowed his way into our brains when he left a voicemail message on Jimmy Dean's corporate line complaining about sausage.
Oh, no.
I don't know where you people come from. I don't know if you test your products. Your products are very delicious. Love your sausage for 30-something years, but I...
Okay, that's good. Good start, Randy.
We're starting off good. You need to kind of grease the wheels a little bit. Like, I'm going to start with compliments.
tell them how much you love their sausage.
Can't take and feed a family of five on a little 12-ounce roll of sausage.
Oh.
I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage, but you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll. And you got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece, a woman that's a little plump, and a daughter who's 13. And you...
Hang on a second. So he's throwing stats at Jimmy Dean's going, listen.
Oh, no.
Your 12-ounce roll of sausage ain't going to feed my family.
Not going
to
cut it.
I'm going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that. It ain't going to work. And I'm not going to purchase your product.
Oh.
Anymore
oh,
or
no.
ever again.
Oh, no.
And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage,
uh-huh.
I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man. Jimmy Dean sausage is for Southern people to eat with the breakfast and the fried eggs and the T-bone steaks. And I'm not going to buy two of those 12-ounce packages just because you want to downsize and charge the same price.
Yeah, so,
goodbye.
Listen, so Randy's got a fairly... valid point where
he's got a strong argument.
Strong argument.
Yeah.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
For sure. Here's the best part of this entire complaint call. You heard him say goodbye at the very end.
Oh, yeah.
He thinks he hung up.
Oh, no.
Randy didn't actually hit end on the call.
Oh, is he going to share what he just did with his family?
So then we get this gem.
That little 12-ounce damn roll of sausage is supposed to feed your brother and me and you 600 pounds of men.
Wow. Dang.
So he turns to his family. He's like, listen, I just talked to old Jimmy himself.
Listen, this is what you do. This is how you take care of business.
Right.
At least. You get my point? And the two girls, and they put it in that roll of sausage. Son of a somebody needs their ass kicked. Some little consumer geekaroid fucked this up.
Save money.
Save money. Yeah, save money. Save money. I'm going to eat, damn it.
I mean, listen, Randy is just, he is upset that...
He's calling out corporate greed.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. You know what? It used to be a pound
yeah.
roll of sausage. That was fine for Randy. Why?
Uh-huh.
Why'd you go and change it to 12 ounces, making me buy now 24 ounces?
I see what you're doing.
Yep. He figured it out. And...
Yep.
And don't try coming at me with fancy flavors. Just give me sausage, dang it.
That's not what I do.
Right.
I'm from Texas. We don't eat that.
So, again, sometimes we like to take a look back in 2007 that Randy elbowed his way into our hearts when he talked to Mr. Jimmy Dean himself and told him...
He gave him the woofer.
He did. Give him the woofer.
I missed that the first time around, but it's just as magical now looking back.
It is just as magical now.
The Ben Davis 99.7 DJX.
I think when you end a relationship, it's only natural to kind of go back and think about it and go, all right, what went wrong there? Why didn't we work out? What could have happened differently in the relationship?
And maybe what do I need that I wasn't getting?
Yeah, yeah. And so then you can kind of start your search or, you know, even like examine your ex and say, I mean, were the qualities there? Was it me? Is there a future? Or are you looking completely at someone else? And then what does that person look like? So I think that's kind of where Jenna is.
Yeah, she's kind of, I guess, thought that she had her list down of what she wanted, what mm-hmm. she was looking for. And maybe now she's second guessing the list and she needs our help in figuring out, is this list reasonable?
Yeah.
Is it attainable?
Yeah.
Is it realistic?
I mean, and looking at her list, I mean, it's not like she's saying... He has to graduate from Harvard and is a doctor.
No, it doesn't seem like it's really unattainable.
Right. When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jenna says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I recently broke up with my boyfriend because he got with his ex.
Mm.
Good reason.
Sure.
As devastating as this was, maybe some good is going to come from one of the things I did to cope. I made a list of the things that I want to do differently in my next relationship.
Oh, okay.
In making this list, I realized how much weirdness I put up with from my ex.
Okay.
For example, in my next relationship, I want someone who doesn't pick his nose.
Okay.
Or at least a guy who doesn't eat what he picks.
Oh, okay. All right.
I want a man who washes his sheets at reasonable intervals. I want a guy who isn't disappointed that I don't want him to fart in bed. I want a guy to respect my girl time.
Uh-huh.
Guess what I'm asking you is this a normal thing to do? I'd love to hear from some of your single listeners what they want from their next relationship. I don't feel like these are too many asks, right? Are they unreasonable? Thanks.
Okay, well, I will say that, yes, I think there are a couple that are unreasonable.
The farting in bed?
In that, yeah, you can't control what you do sometimes in bed when you're asleep. I have no control over my body when I'm asleep.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
Maybe she's trying to say, if he's awake,
let's try not to do it under the sheets.
Don't do it on purpose. Okay.
And picking noses, that's a hard thing to just not do because everybody gets an itch up there. How are you supposed to not do that?
I feel like it's the eating it.
Okay, she did clarify a little bit
more.
She did.
Like, that's kind of the stuff that toddlers do.
But those
two... Maybe as a grown man, you can not do that. Get a Kleenex, be discreet if you need to take care of nose business.
You know, those two things, I think, specifically, I think she needs to at least be a little bit reasonable on.
Oh, you need to give a little grace?
Yeah, she needs to give a little grace with that. But I think the other stuff... Look, like sheets, I'll wash my sheets once a year, whether they need it or not. So, I mean, I get what
she's
saying.
Are you supposed to do that like once a week?
Like I said, once a year,
okay.
Whether they need it or not.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I'm thankful for my wife because she does it pretty much about every week, maybe every 10 to 14 days.
I was going to say, I think most of the women probably go ahead and take it upon themselves to do it because if they leave it to the men to do it, probably not getting done.
Like I said, once a year, whether it needs it or not.
Now, my husband is different. He is a rare breed that does consistent laundry, including sheets. I'm a lucky lady. I'll say that. Caitlin on Facebook says, the booger eating and not washing the sheets reasonable though goes. Unfortunately, as far as I know, there's no stopping someone from farting in bed.
Yeah.
You just have to set the rule of lifting the covers, not doing the Dutch oven
lifting
on you.
This
is the hard rule in my bed.
Hang on. Go ahead. Sorry.
And my husband knows the Dutch oven is an invitation to sleep on the couch. They have hard rules about that.
Is it worse to lift the sheets or to just let it dissipate under the covers?
To try to suffocate it? I don't know. I feel like if you lift the covers, then you're infecting the entire room.
Yeah, but then, you know, I guess if your partner gets into bed or fluffs the sheets
yeah.
and then it poofs out in a little green cloud of dust.
It's the fluffing and the poofing. Yes, yeah. Not good. Ashlyn is like, have your standards. Not eating boogers is probably a pretty good one. As crappy as it sounds, he is out there. Maybe he's on an app. Maybe you'll have to move. Maybe he's not old enough yet. Think back to when you were a little girl and go for your dreams. Mine's 15 years older, but everything I've asked for since I can remember dreaming of what I want from my man.
Wow. So she says that hers is 15 years older. So maybe yours is still in high school.
Oh, no, let's not. No,
and you
that's
gotta
creepy.
Wait. And you got to wait.
Put it in terms like that. No.
You got to wait a few years for him to mature a
like
little bit more.
Maybe he's in his 20s and he needs to get to his 30s before he stops eating his boogers and washes the sheets. I don't know. I feel like we are all trying to tell her that you have your standards. Don't settle. Maybe there are a couple of these that you can bend. a little bit.
Would love to hear from single listeners right now. What were some of your asks from your next relationship?
And you know what? We need single guys. Single guys to say, I don't do these things.
Single people, what are your asks? So you can be a single guy with your ask about women, because this would be a good thing to turn around on women too.
But yes, but also tell Jenna, like, hey, we exist. I don't do those things.
502-795-1997.
I'm finding ways to articulate the feeling I'm going through. I just can't say I don't love you. 'Cause I love you. It's hard for me to communicate the thoughts that I hold. But tonight I'm gonna let you know. Let me tell the truth. Baby, let me tell the truth. Yeah. You know what I'm thinking. See it in your eyes. You hate that you want me. Hate it when you cry. You're scared to be lonely. Especially in the night. I'm scared that I'll miss you. Happens every time. I don't want this feeling. I can't afford love. I try to find reason to pull us apart. It ain't working, 'cause you're perfect, and I know that you're worth it. I can't walk away.
Show.com. Jenna, newly single, and has some wants from her next relationship, like someone who doesn't pick his nose or washes the sheets at reasonable interviews, to respecting girl time. Kind of also wants to hear from other singles as to what they want from their next relationships. Is it unreasonable? And I think everybody collectively is like, no, not unreasonable to have those sorts of wants, right?
Yeah. And even people like Jackie on Facebook said, so you dumped him because he got back with his ex, but you stayed with him when he ate his boogers? Hell no. Nah.
Yeah. Maggie checks in and says, my mom said he's got to be taller than her. She's 5'9", no smoking, showers regularly, no cargo shorts or pants, no sandals. can clean and cook, also agrees and knows that they know how to change the sheets regularly. Yeah, all right.
Okay. All right. That's a little bit more on that list, but sure.
I have also noticed that there are people who are messaging us the petty reasons they've actually dumped someone.
Oh, that's fun. That's a fun side street to go down.
Yeah, like what a listener said, I dumped him because he wouldn't stop calling my house and telling me the color of his poo.
What in the world?
Oh my God.
How old are you? Seriously?
Oh my gosh.
I don't need to know.
Another, she criticized the way I cut green peppers.
Oh, come on now.
I learned from professional chefs, and she just butchered them when I asked her to show me how I was, quote, supposed to do it.
The peppers? Did the relationship end?
Oh, my gosh.
I've never heard of that one before.
Another message. She wore a bell on her wrist. Dumped a girl because she wore a bell on her wrist, and every time she would move, it would jingle. It was like I was sleeping next to a house cat.
Yeah, no, that would be annoying. I don't understand the bell.
Oh my gosh.
This is crazy.
A friend of mine who's obscenely into classical music was dating a violinist, broke up with her because she mispronounced Shostakovich. That's hard for me to say, too.
I was going
to
say, you just mispronounced it.
Shostakovich. Oh my gosh.
That is very specific. There is a fine line between like being super duper petty and letting go of a otherwise good person. But in Jenna's case, I think, you know, she's reflecting and noticing, you know what, there were some things that I was letting slide that maybe I don't want to next time.
One last one. She gave me one of those Force FX lightsabers. I don't know what those are.
I don't either.
Even though she wasn't a Star Wars fan at all. About 30 minutes later, she started a fight with me and tries to take back the lightsaber. I said, it was a gift. So she said, it's me or the lightsaber. It's sitting above my office desk right now.
OMG. She gave him a lightsaber, then wanted it back, and he's like, nope,
and then
I'm
said,
keeping
it's
the lightsaber.
Me or the lightsaber, and so he's like, well, it's the lightsaber it is.
Oh, my goodness. Must be a really expensive lightsaber.
Jenna, I guess it could be worse.
So, you know what? Count your blessings. And all of us are saying it's fine to have your standards.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people were like, he sounded like he was immature. Maybe you find someone that is a little bit more seasoned in life and more aligns with your needs and wants.
That is group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
On Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, so let's introduce you to Megan calling us from Memphis. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Megan is another fellow ginger. So we've got Megan, myself, and our ginger Edman, who are all gingers here. And I don't know, Megan, what the rule is of getting three gingers together in one room. But, I mean, if you put two in one room, there can be craziness. So I can only imagine.
There can be spontaneous combustion.
Right. I can only imagine what happens when you get three in the room. So, Megan, just keep that in mind, all right?
All right.
All right. She drives a Toyota Corolla, is a vet tech, and is in a new relationship. How long have you guys been dating so far?
Just 2 months so far.
There you go. You're still in the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
It's fun.
Can do no wrong. You look at each other with twinkles in your eyes. All right.
Every day.
Every day. That's right, Megan. That's right. All right. So it's Christmas karaoke. So again, you are going to try to guess the song, the pop song that we play on DJX. Now, listen, every single song that I'm going to play, I'll give you two or three, you know, and they're songs that you've heard many, many times on DJX, okay? So I'm not trying to, like, trick you with some weird, obscure pop song that no one knows, all right?
Right. I'll try my best.
All right. Christmas karaoke for Ginger Ed Man. Winter Wonderland. Here we go. You ready?
Ready. Right. Ready for me.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth. That tastes like yours, strawberries and then something more. Ooh, yeah, I want it all.
Oh my God.
Lipstick on my guitar. Fill up the engine, we can drive real far. Go dancing underneath the stars. Ooh, yeah, I want it all.
wow. This is so hard.
Yeah, this is super hard.
I mean, keep in mind who you're trying to win tickets for. Do you want me to continue?
Continue, please.
Okay, all right. Ooh, I love it when you do it like that.
Oh,
and
God.
When you're close up.
I don't know if we
give
need to let him
me
continue.
The shivers. Oh, baby, you wanna dance till the sunlight cracks. And when they say the party's over, then we'll bring it back. All right, Megan, I can give you no more.
There was a All key right, word
I wanna,
in there.
I'm just going to guess dancing out loud.
You got the artist right, but again.
Well, do we know she got the artist right? What's the artist?
The artist is Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
Yes.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, is it Watermelon Sugar?
Is not an Ed Sheeran song. Good luck. Good try, though. Give me one more line. Give me the shivers. Oh, baby, wanna dance till sunlight cracks. Give me the shivers. Give me the shivers. Give me the shivers. What'd you say?
The shivers. Give me
shivers,
the shivers.
Shivers. Yeah.
Shivers.
Oh, my Ed gosh. Sheeran. I knew you'd get there. I knew you'd get there.
He does not sing Watermelon Sugar.
No.
Bless
no.
Your heart.
Bless your
I
heart.
I like it, though. He All could. Right.
I don't know. It's could. Started throwing out guesses.
No, I get it. We all knew that, Megan. All right. Honestly, we only have time for maybe one more. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Right. She's fine. She's fine with that. All right. That's good, Megan. That's good. All right. So this is another one. It's Christmas karaoke. Again, you're going to try to identify the pop song that we play on DJX in the
so
style
difficult.
Of Up on the Housetop.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. It's bad beep o'clock. Yeah, it's thick 30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Is everybody back up in the building? It's been a minute. Tell me how you're healing. Because I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? How you feel right now? Oh, I've been so down and under pressure. I'm way too fine to be this stressed. Yeah. Oh, I'm not the girl I was or used to be. Huh.
Taylor Swift.
It does not oh, no. sound like that. No.
I'm not sure. Listen, I'm not sure Taylor's ever saying it's bad B o'clock.
Okay, we'll steer away from Taylor
30.
Swift.
All right. Turn up the music, turn down the lights. I got a feeling I'm gonna be alright. It's about damn time, turn up the music. Let's celebrate. I got a feeling I'm gonna be okay.
Oh my God.
Why is this so hard?
It's about damn time. It's about damn time. Turn up the music, let's celebrate, alright. I got a feeling I'm gonna be okay.
You had me at thick 30.
You had me at thick 30. Megan?
Okay. It's not. Oh, it's about damn time. By yeah. Lizzo.
Lizzo, there it is. Wow. Amazing.
I got it.
Not,
amazing.
Not Taylor Swift.
I don't know where Taylor Swift came from.
I don't know. Megan, you got a lot of haters on the text line, by the way. Kim's like, are you kidding me? Where did you find Megan under a rock?
Oh, my God.
It's all right. Hey, you know what, Megan? You got to put the blinders on the haters. You got to put the blinders on the haters, all right?
Yeah, Sarah's like, I'm crying laughing, y'all.
It's all good. It's
oh,
all good.
My gosh. I can't believe it took me so long to get that.
It's
well,
okay, though, but it's not to take away from Ben's magical performances.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you very
really
much.
Awesome.
All right. Megan, congratulations. You won tickets. Enjoy Ed Sheeran Nashville, okay?
Yay!
Yay!
I'm excited! I can't wait.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, Angela said my daughter and I wait for the bus. You guys are cracking us up. Great job, Ben.
You know, I do like it.
Holding me back. Gravity's holding me back. I want you to hold out the palm of your hand. Why don't we leave it at that? Nothing to say. And everything gets in the way. Stay, oh, in this world,
DJX.
I saw this on social media. Who right now is currently lying about how they met their spouse or significant other?
Well, I don't know if anyone's going to admit they're currently lying about it on the radio, if there's a reason why they don't want people to know.
Yeah, so maybe the cat's out of the bag at this point. Who knows?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Give us a text. And we can keep you anonymous too. 502-795-1997. But I thought it was funny. Some of the responses, like, from someone who said, we tell everyone we met at work. We actually met on Tinder. See, I think that's something that's kind of normal.
Yeah.
For this day and age.
Sure.
Another, we tell them we met at a friend's barbecue, but we actually met in rehab. That's a little bit more.
All right.
Yeah. Got a message from a listener. We tell everyone we met at a Halloween party. In reality, just messaged her randomly on Facebook looking for a one-nighter.
Oh!
3 years later and we're engaged. Life is weird.
That is a little weird. I didn't have the best of intentions to begin with, but right. It ended up well.
Right. Oh, this is interesting. Got one. Not me, but my grandparents. They actually met over a newspaper ad for single people. They went hiking in a group, fell in love. My grandpa denied the story until his dying day.
You're kidding? That's not a bad story.
My grandma only told us once he passed away.
Wow. You know what? That's a dedicated wife. Like, she kept it. She's a ride or die.
I know. She, like, that woman, like the lady in Titanic, has seen some stuff.
Yes, she did.
A woman's heart is an ocean of secrets.
That's not a bad story, though, Grandpa. It's all right. Bless his heart.
Another, we told our kids we met at church. Actually, we met behind the church when we were smoking pot. All right.
I mean, technically, they're not.
Yeah,
they're not
technically,
wrong
they're not necessarily wrong. Right, exactly. I mean, we were around church.
Stop short right there. It makes it sound much better when you say that at church.
I mean, it wasn't necessarily a church event, sponsored event.
The Lord brought us together.
That's right.
Yes.
Another one. I tell people we met at work, but we actually met after we hooked up in a bathroom in a club.
Oh, my gosh.
Introduced ourselves afterward. I doubt my parents would understand.
Oh, yeah, maybe. All right. I understand.
So, yeah.
Maybe we tweet
I get that
story.
I get that.
I get that.
I like that. Anyway, it's got a good story. You can always text 502-795-1997. Is there any sort of reason why you are currently lying to your friends and family as to why or how you met your spouse?
Or lied in the past and you're still sticking to it. We'll change your name. It's all good.
From a listener. We'll keep you anonymous. We tell everybody we met at a mutual friend's house, but we met in jail. We've been together for a year and a half.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's that's making lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah, right? Right?
1,000%. And, oh, this is a good one. Rachel said my grandparents met by my grandma hitchhiking.
Oh, I wonder what they were telling everybody, like how they met.
I don't know, but that's a movie right there. She said, yeah, the 1920s were a weird time, and she was engaged to someone else at the time. Plot twist.
Yeah.
I love it.
Another listener said, we actually met online. First date was on St. Patrick's Day. I said we met online, but he, for the longest time, said we met at Flanagan's during the parade.
Twisted. Cuter story.
Cuter story, sure. Another text, my fiance told his parents we met at Walmart, but we met on Facebook dating, and I told mine we were friends for a while and just started talking again on Facebook.
Oh, that's funny.
And then this one.
Oh, boy.
Our families and friends do know the truth now, LOL. But I tell my students and coworkers we had mutual friends. He was actually a one-night stand that got locked in my apartment and couldn't leave in the morning. Just celebrated 4 years. Love it.
Look at that.
Love
Fate
it.
Fate brought them together.
That's right. Fate brought them together.
I love it.
Why you're lying to your family and friends as to how you met. Love that.
To toot our own horn. But we had some fun in 2023, didn't we? 99.7 DJX threw money at you.
You win $2,000.
Helped raise thousands of dollars for Norton Children's Hospital. Sent you to show after show.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I just won Taylor Swift tickets.
Christmas wishes come true for Louisville families and so much more. Even more is in store for 2024. Thank you for being a part of the fun on TheBenAndKellyShow.com.
We're diving into the DMs here, which at Ben and Kelly Show, you can always shoot us a DM. We'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Yeah, so Jessica, in quotes, says, hey, Ben and Kelly, just want to pop in here and see what you and your listeners would do in my situation.
Okay.
Should I tell my husband I won about $28,000 at the boat?
Wow.
If I'm honest, he's gotten upset at me before for going there.
Uh-huh.
But the other day, I hit it playing the slots.
All right.
My husband and I have a joint account for the mortgage and bills, but we have separate accounts for our own personal banking.
Mm.
So he wouldn't have to know.
Oh, that was going to be my first question.
I kind of like the secret and having my own stash of money.
Oh my God.
I'm not planning on leaving him anytime soon, but you never know what the future holds.
What?
That was a sharp left turn, wasn't it? Okay. I haven't bought anything with the money yet, but I'm considering some jewelry I've had my eye on. Nothing too flashy. Anyway, just wanted to get your take. Thank you.
Okay, so back up a second. She said, I don't plan on leaving him, but you never know what the future holds. Is she considering that like a
rainy day nest egg in case they gotta get a divorce?
Yeah, sort of a nest egg fund. Like, okay, what if all of a sudden, you know, we do get a divorce? I'm going to need some money. Maybe this is good to just keep to myself in case that happens.
Listen, let's put the shoe on the other foot. What if it were him and you found out he was stashing away $28,000 and didn't tell you about it? How would you feel?
If we were struggling and we were having to make decisions and make some cuts in our budget and choices, selling some things or whatever because of financial reasons, and I found out that you had this nest egg, yeah, that'd be a problem.
Well, and then
I gotta be honest, it'd be a problem anyways. If I knew my wife had $28,000, she happened to win and never told me, I'd be like, what?
Yeah, that's a big one you're not telling me about.
I mean, I would get over it quickly because it's $28,000, but still, I would want to know.
But if she's, like, going to the outlets and blowing it all on herself.
I mean, she earned it, though, right?
Okay. But, I mean, I feel like when you are married, you're part of a unit, and you need to be sharing these kinds of things. Like, now, I know she mentioned that he would be mad knowing she went to the boat to begin with. Mm-hmm. So maybe she's a
yeah. What if she has kind of a problem that? With that sort of
it,
thing?
Very, it could very well be. But yeah. if she like rolls in and just be like, "I promise, I'm not going to do it again." But look, honey, I got $28,000. Yay for me!
Yeah, everybody on the text line is saying you're going to have to pay taxes on that. You're going to have to pay taxes on that. You're going to have to pay tax on that.
Oh yeah.
I mean, if she claims it.
Yeah.
Wait. I've never won a big sum of money from the like the boat. Do they send you like a 1099?
That's a really good question. I have no idea. I've never been in that bracket either. Like you just like put it under the mattress and if it's all cash, I don't know. Aubrey's like, I need to be her friend, LOL.
I know. That's right. Wow.
I don't know. What are the legalities with that? I guess if you win, like, isn't the rule like over $600?
Yeah. I mean, I think so.
That would have to be the case. It would have to be claimed on taxes, I would think.
But it's on the river.
You mean river money doesn't need to be paid taxes? I don't know.
Listen, don't take tax advisor money advice from me. I clearly don't know what I'm talking about.
We need tax professionals to chime in.
No. I don't want to hear about tax professionals. Let's assume that whatever. Taxes, let's assume she's going to pay it. Or whatever. She's going to pay the taxes. And maybe they file jointly or separately, you know, because of whatever reason. They've got one joint account, but then they've got separate other accounts. So
Allison says, definitely you should tell. The tables were turned. She would want to know. I feel like she needs to tell him. Also, I believe he wouldn't be mad because $28,000, he'd probably want to go back to the boat with her. And you do have to pay taxes.
Okay. Well, dang, we were trying to get you out of paying taxes, so
I know.
Sorry, Jessica.
Yeah, no, it looks like you can't avoid that, even because it's river money.
I guess I can't be your financial advisor anymore.
It's probably good that we didn't go down that career path. I don't think we'd be very good at that.
I don't know. I mean, part of me is like I know in my heart that I would want to know. And if that happened to me, like I won that much money, I would want to tell my wife.
Yes. And I would want she's gonna to blow know. It. She's going to blow it all back on the boat. The boat will report it. And she had to sign a paper when they paid her. She says, I won $2,500 one time in Vegas. Go, Missy.
There you go.
And it's reported. She'll have to pay the taxes and he will know.
Okay.
So you better tell him before he finds out that way. That would be worse, I feel like, if he finds out and you didn't tell him. That's not good.
Oh, okay. Maybe you tell him you won $20,000 and you take that.
What's the matter with you? We don't know.
What?
No.
Just tell him you won 20 grand. Say, yeah. No. And he's going to be like, yeah. And you're like, no. I know.
No.
And you buy yourself something real nice.
No. I think she needs to be like, she needs to kind of crawl up to him, just like, listen and know.
Do you mean crawl like wearing sexy lingerie crawl? like with those sorts of eyes crawl? And
maybe.
Like use the little finger legs, walk up his leg?
Maybe.
Like, hey.
Got something to tell you.
And I know you're going to be mad, but. Look at my body.
Oh my God. You're so awkward.
Maybe that's what she does. Maybe that's how she tells it. She asks for all of it in cash and she gets maybe about $1,000 in ones and just spreads it on herself.
Like lights some candles, puts on some sassiness, like like coats the bed with it, rolls around in it, and then tells him, like, listen, don't be mad. Don't be mad. But I did a thing. We're the worst at this. Why do people come to us for advice?
Because we give them what they want to hear. All right. So have we determined that, yes, she needs to tell him, but in the way of needs to be like in the bedroom, lingerie, dim the lights, sort of like, I've been bad. I might need to be spanked.
Oh, stop it. Stop right now. Stop talking. Say, honey, I got something to tell
you. I might have been naughty.
Another text. Just say it's an OnlyFans account. Don't say where you got the money. Just say, oh, it's an OnlyFans. I got a
sign. Well, then she'd have to start an OnlyFans account if she didn't have one already.
Don't do that. how you tell him is up to you. We've laid out some suggestions.
I think the number one is, though, sexy time. That's how you got to do it. All right. Well, hey, Jessica, good luck with that. Congrats on your win. We appreciate it.
That might avoid the divorce, too. Yay!
Yeah, it come in handy. Oh, shoot. All right, so there you go. That is diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX.
Imagine knowing you were winning some money every day next year. It could happen, as 99.7 DJX is giving you the chance at free cash coming in 2024. Happy New Year, indeed, from 99.7 Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Stupid fact of the day. You know, we find things on the internet and we bring them to you as fact. It's kind of what we do every day, but every now and then you... you learn a thing or two.
So we don't really vet this to really research it to make sure it's true. We're just running with it.
Well, what I have found is true. I've verified it from several different sources.
Oh, you have? Yeah. Okay.
Look at me, journalism background.
Wow. Doing your research.
Yeah, so stupid fact of the day. We're going to learn a new word, okay, Kelly?
Okay.
It is German. Now, you have taken German.
I took 6 years of German, after which I learned how to count.
Okay. Well, then you can add this. The German word for a man who sits down to pee.
Oh, my God. Does there need to be a name? Why do we need to name that?
Is a Sitzpinkler.
No, it's not. That's not real. Sitzpinkler?
Sitzpinkler.
Is a dude. Oh, there's a way to pronounce it. Say it again.
Sitzpinkler.
There it is.
It's got the accent and everything.
Sitzpinkler.
Yes.
That is a man who sits down to pee, so...
Oh, so now are we calling it Pinkler? Pinkling? I gotta go Pinkle.
I like that.
I thought it was Tinkle. Maybe it's Pinkle.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
I gotta go take a Pinkle.
Yeah, the next time you want to take a Pinkle and sit down, then just say, I gotta...
Sitzpinkler.
Wait, does that only apply to a man that does that? Or are all women Sitzpinklers? Because that's how we do it.
Well, right. I think it's just a man.
Oh, it's just a man?
Yeah.
Is there a name for women? In the way we, there shouldn't be.
No.
There really shouldn't
Sitzpinkler. Be. Sitzpinkler.
So there you go. There's your stupid fact of the day. The German word for a man who sits down to pee.
Sitzpinkler. Oh.
There you
Let's
go.
Hope you never have to use that in a sentence.
Because
awkward.
I hope you have to use it today. There you go. That is your stupid fact of the day here on 99.7 DJX.
That is dumb. How in the world did you find that?
Sitzpinkler.
I'm still a fan, even though it's salty. Hate to see you with some other brother. Know you happy. Hate to see you happy if I'm not the one driving. I'm so mature. I'm so mature. I'm so mature. Got me a therapist to tell me there's other men. I do one night, I just want you. If I can't have you, no one should. I might buy this. Not the best idea. His new girlfriend's next. All right.
for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.